Welcome to Investing in You, hosted by Eric Gemelli, the market forecaster who predicted the crash of September 11th in writing in his newspaper column. Eric is the author of the book, The Pattern of Life, How to Make Money in Any Market. Now, with his irreverent look at markets and money, here's Investing in You.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Investing in You. This is your host, Eric Gemelli, and along with me is Christopher Smith, the grand poobah of spatial thinking.
Or is that spacey thinking?
It could be both. Some days I think it might be both. Anyway, we have some good stuff for you today, I think. We're going to announce the winner of a contest we've been running on KRCN. It's a $50 gift card. Let me look. It's to Fate Brewing Company. So we've been talking about it all week here on the radio station. And let's see, our very own version of, what was that lady's name on on WKRP? Remember that? Lonnie Anderson's?
No idea.
Well, we have we have our version of Lonnie Anderson here. And she says, we've been doing a weekly giveaway contest here. It's going to be continuing. So you guys are going to want to jump on the website, the KRCN website, because we have our first giveaway. We're going to announce that later in the show. It's a $50 gift card this week to Fate Brewing Company. I think we have a few more of those. But we have randomly selected a name from all those who have entered. In order to enter, just go to www.1060thebiz.com. And we'll talk about the who the winner is later. That's called a cliffhanger. So what else do we have? I talked to my billionaire mentor this week. So that's going to be some good information. How often do you get why do people read Warren Buffett? Because he's been outrageously successful, right? So fortunately, my mentor has made billions in his life, billion in a year. And he's going to share some of the information with us. In the fourth segment, we always talk about wisdom. And Chris and I were talking just about the third pillar. It's knowledge. You know what? And we got to wondering, what problem in your life couldn't you solve if you had enough knowledge? I made 63% this week, literally from Monday at 1:30 to Tuesday at 1:30. And I'm going to show you a little bit about how you can imitate that. What else? Oh, remember last week I was talking about going to see Rossini's The Barber of Seville up at the Central City Opera? I got to tell you, it exceeded my expectations. You know, I've been to opera before, but it's been a few years and I kind of forgot how visceral it is. You know, people talk about pageantry, and that never really meant anything to me, but, you know, you've got these over-the-top costumes. People are, you know, not only acting, but shouting their songs out in Italian. And it just all comes together for a very cool experience. So The Barber of Seville is really neat. It's a romantic comedy, which is right up my alley. I think that's why I like, do you know my favorite movie? Can you guess? The Princess Bride is, I quote it all the
really?
Time. Yeah, I love Princess Bride. It's so corny, but it's also, you know, comedy, action, romance. So,
anybody want a peanut?
Stop running. I mean it. So for all you Princess Bride geeks, there's a shout out. Anyway, and even though they're shouting, you know, they're not shouting, they're singing loudly in Italian, you know, there is there's a screen that has the words up in English. So, but there's so much nuance, even if you're not a fan of opera, you know, it's, if you haven't been before, I think it would make a convert of a lot of people. And, I looked up some of the dates. It's actually you can go this weekend and next weekend. Barber runs through the 26th. They're also playing Our Town, and that runs through the 27th. So they both play each weekend. And then Showboat's coming to Denver. So those are all available. If you want tickets, I have it up on the link on my website, market4caster.com. And I have it up under last week's show because we talked about it there. But you can also go to centralcityopera.org. And there's information there. Oh, my gosh. we seem to have just blown through the first segment's notes.
Nice work.
How's that for efficient? Let's see. We have a few more minutes left. Anything on your mind, Chris?
Well, you had mentioned opera earlier, and the thing that I always appreciate about opera is that even if they don't have the English words up there on the screen, if it's composed properly and performed properly, you can tell what's going on even if you don't know Italian, just by the way the actors, I guess, are they actors?
I think I call them
just
actors.
Just by the way the performers express emotion, because it is a very passionate art, and for the most part, you can tell what's going on just by how they behave.
I know they hate it when call it a play. You know,
a play?
It's an opera or it's a production.
Plays are kind of annoying, I think.
Well,
especially high school plays.
Are you thinking of plays or musicals? Anything with glad hands.
Musicals are even worse.
Anything where there's glad hands and their hands are shaking at the end, then you know you've sunk to the bottom, I think. So that's just my own personal taste. But it's actually interesting. I can't remember if I posted a picture on my website. I did on Facebook, but the set was so simple. It was essentially a gilded cage, and that just told some of the story. So that was kind of cool. Maybe I should jump ahead to some of the things that Doc, conversations with my mentor are interesting. The military literally tested his IQ as higher than Einstein's. So here is a man who's freakishly bright and extraordinarily practical. So we talk about things like my kids, you know, just because we're friends, you know, those sorts of things come up. You know, it's a conversation between friends. But always markets, both near-term and long-term. So that's some of what we'll get to in the second segment. But we generally get down to not just the superficial things like, oh, did you see what, you know, the Fed did? It's what's the meaning behind it, you know, because so just like that gilded cage is a metaphor, these gyrations that, you know, the Fed says, hey, we're not going to support the dollar that much longer, and the market tanks. And then, well, you know, but we're going to do it a little bit longer than we thought. And, oh, okay. So, well, what does that mean? That's, frankly, I find that more important. I would rather know, kind of reverse engineer it. If I know the substance, the macro part, then I can get down to the micro and know what to do. But
weren't we just talking about market manipulation a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, and what is $85 billion a month, you know, fueling our economy? That's just market manipulation.
Right.
It has an impact on the prices of gold. It has, I think, probably all across stock because
red.
You know, and what's it doing? Steven Anderson is a contact of mine. He used to run the Federal Reserve Bank out of Chicago, and he's since retired. But he, in an interview I did with him a couple years ago, I think this was only when we were doing QE1 or QE2, quantitative easing 1 or 2. So it's just the first round. Even back then, he was concerned about the word he used was massive inflation. So, and we're seeing that. You see gas going, you know, what was it a couple of years ago? Like in 08, 07, 08, I think it was $1.57 or so. Mm-hmm. I looked it up, you know. And actually we're down a little bit right now. 347 is probably pretty common. Well, that's a huge jump. That's inflation right in front of your eyes. So, you know, I was talking to a potential client just about his grocery bill. Well, the guy's huge. You know, he's like 6'4", 250 or something. So he probably eats a bunch. But can you imagine that grocery bill? So
pretty huge.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about what Doc had talked about, the significance of gold, what the prices are doing and what that means, what wheat's doing, because that's probably a bigger thing. He and I got around to talking about socialism, worldwide debt. I think you'll be shocked to hear what the world debt is compared to the world GDP. And if you put it in terms of your own budget, it's going to be very tough. Let's see. I want to review here. You know, and then one thing that people should kind of be aware of is, You hear me talk about making 63%, and you might think that's crazy, but I'm actually going to show people the basics of that on how to do it coming up in a seminar on July 25th. And I'll give you the details real quick, but if you need to go back and check them, they're on my website under the seminar tab. So go to market4caster.com. And it's $99, but holding it in my office, it's literally a money-back guarantee. If you don't feel like you got value, then we'll hand you back your payment. So cash, check, or four silver dollars. And, you know, real silver, not those things that are copper clad. So be a good opportunity for you to learn how the basics of how we do this. Let's see, it's going to be at my office, which is at I-25 in Colorado, and all the information is on our website. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You run a good business, but need more customers. Your website with video is 50 times more likely to appear on the first page when Googled. Little Raven Pictures creates video for Discovery, PBS, and local businesses. See their work at littleravenpictures.com. Then call 303-618-0096. For a short time only, Little Raven Pictures is offering a custom web video for $1,700. A 20-year history of professional work and happy clients makes them the right fit for your business. littleravenpictures.com. 303-618-0096.
Michael Jordan says, get the fundamentals down and the level of everything you do will rise. Colorado Financial Education helps you learn more effective ways to think about your money, with the typical client saving at least $3,500 per year. We help people gain control of their money and get out of debt using the debt avalanche. We even have a money-back guarantee. Call us 303-548-9953. 303-548-9953.
Hi, welcome to Lubin Latte. How can I help you?
There's a funny sound when I start my car. Can you check it out?
Oh, sure. Would you like a latte while you wait?
Sounds great. Wow, a real espresso bar. You don't ever mix up the coffee and the oil, do you?
only once, but the car ran great.
This is a great latte.
Oh, thanks. It's from a local roaster, Novo. We'll get a look at your car right away.
Lubin Latte, Denver's only full-service garage and espresso bar, located at 26th and Kipling. We are family-owned, ASE-certified, and do repairs big and small on all vehicles, makes, and models.
Well, we found the noise. Your belt was loose. We tightened it up and did a complimentary inspection. You'll probably need new front brakes in a few months, but otherwise your car is good to go.
Thanks so much. You guys are great. I love this place.
You're going to love Lubin Latte, too. Make an appointment today at LubeandLatte.com. Lube and Latte. Cars and coffee done differently.
Les Madsen is the president of Premier Financial Services Group and has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry. Les' focus has been in retirement planning, helping businesses establish retirement programs such as 401ks and simple IRAs. In working with individuals, Les' focus is not only with wealth accumulation, but distribution planning and Social Security integration. Les can be reached at 303-843-6211, 303-843-6211. Imagine feeling hungry and knowing your pantry and refrigerator are empty, but you have no money to buy food. Sadly, 1 in 7 Coloradans don't have to imagine and sometimes worry where they'll find their next meal. You can help. Please consider contributing volunteer time and funds to Food Bank of the Rockies. Every dollar Food Bank of the Rockies receives becomes 4 meals for our neighbors in need, and 96 cents of every dollar goes toward food distribution.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to Investing in You. So in the first segment, I introduced the idea that I was just talking to my my mentor this week. He is a person who used to trade on the floor of the S&P. So, you know, you've seen those people jumping around and literally trading $10 million, $100 million, you know, in a single day, and sometimes even more than that. You know, so who better? And not only did he trade, but he traded his own money and was successful with it enough that he personally made $1 billion in a year. So pretty good source of information. And one of the things he was talking about that is, you know, we talked about how essentially the market is rigged now. You know, $85 billion is being pumped into the economy every single month through the, you know, the Federal Reserve's actions. Well, that creates a rigged market. So here's what's interesting, though. What do we talk about on the show all the time? There's two patterns that predict turns in the market. So these, and it literally is as simple as that. And I like to warn people it's not necessarily easy, but to string these things together. But that's all there is. The currency markets have these same basic two patterns. The hog market has these same basic two patterns. All the metals, it's a chunk of metal buried in the ground, but the price fluctuates on the chart according to these patterns. So it seems like one of these things that's just really fundamental to life. And that's a whole discussion that I think Chris and I will probably get into sometime. But in our fourth show, we had a science professor on, and he talked about quantum physics, how mm-hmm. that could actually be possible. That was a fascinating show. We should have Jim Bieber back on. But anyway, there's two basic patterns that predict all these turns. That's how I made 63% from Monday to Tuesday, so literally in less than 24 hours. And frankly, I would have made more than that, but I was literally taking a nap. Not metaphorically napping, but I was wiped out for some reason. And so I was literally asleep when the turn happened. But so tied to that, you know, you're creating all this, false economic energy. And really, I know one broker that calls it kicking the can down the road. So another way of saying it is when things go bad, they're going to go bad in a bigger way. But this influences gold. And Doc, my mentor, says, so that's what he's gone by ever since he was a kid. He says gold is the conscience of the world, and because it what it does is it is when gold's rising, it shows that these countries are really kind of messing up their economic policy, that there's fear in the world. So I'm not sure what they accomplish by getting rid of gold, but they want it gone because it reveals that they're not doing well. So he thinks countries are actually going to kind of collaborate to get rid of that as something to reflect the state of affairs. He says this is kind of a typical market, and you don't always know what he's thinking. That's part of the problem of talking to a guy that's literally brighter than Einstein. But one of the things he says is the world is going to, I'm paraphrasing, but he says the world is going to melt. In our lifetime, most of us, I'm about to hit 50 here. People around my age and younger are going to see the top of the market, and that will be the high of their lifetime. Probably a good example is if people would go look up the Nikkei, that's the Japanese market, that's their version of the Dow. They hit their high back in 89, and they've been falling. They fell for, I think, 22 years. So from December of 89, they did a classic fall rally fall pattern, and that's how corrections happen to a rising market. And actually, if you come to the seminar that I've got this coming Thursday, the 25th, then I'll show you those in pretty good detail. What else do I want to talk about with that? You don't know because you're not reading my mind, are you, Chris?
No, but I'm reading your notes.
So with their market fell for 22 years. And here's something kind of interesting. In 2001, in a newspaper column, I predicted that they would be falling for another decade. You could know that, again, based on these patterns. So maybe it sounds like, well, you might think, well, how could you know? Doc can't know that this would be the last high of our lifetime. Well, yeah, you can. I mean, I was probably only doing this 5 years when I predicted that, what Japan would do 10 years in advance. So Doc's been doing it like 60 years.
And he's saying it's the last high of our lifetime?
It's coming. He feels we're not there. We've got kind of a trial run crash to come. You and I would call that a fourth wave. It could be upon us. He expects it to be upon us soon. So those of you who are long, you might be thinking about hedging a little bit or taking some off the table, because one of the top traders in the world is telling you that I'm passing on his information. I'm not calling myself the top trader. He feels we're coming to a high, and we've got 1,000, maybe 2,000 points to fall. But then after that, his best guess is that that we do have a new high after that, but then he feels like that's it. So be kind of interesting. You weren't here last week. You were off, but Rabbi Kahn said through a whole different process. He's a rabbi, so he's coming off of, you know, biblical sayings. So he quoted the prophet Isaiah and talked about it. If anybody missed that show, it was absolutely fascinating. Go back to number 17 on my website under, what is my radio tab? Radio. Is it radio?
No, it's just radio.
No, it's audio.
Audio?
Maybe I should change it to radio. That makes more sense. But it's under the audio tab. I think under the radio show tab is the sponsors. So, but anyway, go back and listen. I mean, it's choice of two. If it's not the one that I told you, it's the other one. So, but anyway, show number 17, it was absolutely fascinating. But through this prophecy 2,500 years ago, there's nine different warnings and nine correlations that he talks about in his book, which is a New York Times bestseller. It's been on the list for 77 straight weeks. That's a long time. He sold over a million copies. That's a lot of readers. So a lot of people are really interested in his message, but there's a big correlation between the fall of Israel and what we are seeing happen, develop in front of our eyes, and things that you couldn't predict, like top senator Tom Daschle got up and essentially, not knowing he did, but he put a curse on the country. He's saying, we are going to resist this, you know, this, and we're going to rebuild stronger. And that's exactly what Israel said. So anyway, I thought that was fascinating. But he had the same prediction for America, that more trouble's coming. But he would say it based on our, you know, what biblical people would call a stiff neck, you know, a rebellion. So one thing he did say, he says you can't know for sure if there's if that end is coming. So he's not prophesying the doom of America, but what he's saying is if we don't turn from our rebellion, then it will. And one thing he was clear about is that there it's certainly prudent to prepare for some trouble. Personally, I think having some silver on hand, you know, makes sense. So, you know, Doc is telling you gold they want to get rid of, and I can frankly see that. I'd rather have some food around. You know, you could have a 25-pound bag of rice that would feed a family for 6 months and, you know, maybe trade it for a car or something. So, personally, I don't think we're on that right this time. But it's something you should be thinking about, you know, and start doing a little preparing. He lives in the Midwest, you know, the S&P is traded in Chicago, so I also get a bird's eye view of how corn and things are growing. And he says the moisture is great. It's funny, you know. So he's a corn trader for years too, and so he's always following that. Corn and beans are doing great, he says, and that affects the price of wheat. But he says that could all change in just weeks. So I'm looking for somewhere in the future a you know, a big move in wheat. And he also says there's an equalization coming when there'll be major changes in our economy. One of the things people should understand is there's $800 trillion of debt in the world, but the GDP of the world is only around $60 trillion. How do you pay off that bill? So we got more good stuff to come. Stick around, folks. Did you know reverse mortgage specialists help seniors 62 and older put their home equity to its highest and best use? Over 10,000 people turn 62 every day. Reverse mortgages are one of the safest ways for that generation to help them utilize their stagnant equity or to buy homes better suited to their needs. As a financial advisor, Les Madsen can help seniors determine the suitability of several different vehicles that make seniors' financial life easier. Put your largest asset to work for you. If you know a senior homeowner who is struggling, Les can give educated guidance on many financial solutions. Call Les at 303-843-6211. That's 303-843-6211. Les doesn't sell reverse mortgages, so he can remain an objective third party. And best of all, there's no fee for his evaluation. Call Les at 303-843-6211.
Hi, welcome to Lubin Latte. How can I help you?
There's a funny sound when I start my car. Can you check it out?
Oh, sure. Would you like a latte while you wait?
Sounds great. Wow, a real espresso bar. You don't ever mix up the coffee and the oil, do you?
only once, but the car ran great.
This is a great latte.
Oh, thanks. It's from a local roaster, Novo. We'll get a look at your car right away.
Lubin Latte, Denver's only full-service garage and espresso bar, located at 26th and Kipling. We are family-owned, ASE certified, and do repairs big and small on all vehicles, makes, and models.
Well, we found the noise. Your belt was loose. We tightened it up and did a complimentary inspection. You'll probably need new front brakes in a few months, but otherwise your car is good to go.
Thanks so much. You guys are great. I love this place.
You're going to love Lubin Latte, too. Make an appointment today at LubeandLatte.com. Lube and Latte. Cars and coffee done differently.
As a certified master coach, Wayne L. Anderson's goal is to help you uncover your true business and professional potential. His objective is to help you lead a professional life worth celebrating. Wayne's primary focus is to assist you in making radical improvements in your career as a leader and or professional. He'll provide you with support and guidance as both your leadership and business coach, and will assist you in removing the obstacles that stand in the way of you achieving your goals. Whether you want coaching to help you achieve a specific outcome or wish to enhance all areas of your professional life, Wayne L. Anderson can help you get there faster. For more information on his services or to schedule a consultation, contact him today at 720-472-9291. That's 720-472-9291. Or visit www.coachwayneanderson.com to learn more.
Did you know most home foreclosures could have been avoided with another $250 per month of income? And most bankruptcies wouldn't be necessary with just an extra $500 income per month. If you've been looking for a fun business that really works, where you can create a reliable residual income with a proven program that includes step-by-step training and support, and is a business you can work part-time or full-time that is also risk-free because it has a money-back guarantee, then please call Rona Smith at 719-440-1286 for more information on how she created an extra $5,000 residual income per month working from home. That's 719-440-1286. Or check out her website at workingfromhomeandlovingit.com. That's working, no G, from home and loving it, no G.com. Workingfromhomeandlovingit.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Investing in You. So we were just talking last segment about my billionaire mentor with an IQ higher than Einstein, tested by the Army, saying that there's a big equal. His terms is equalization coming. Either gold's going to make a huge run up, the economy's got to make a huge run down. He looks at things that probably none of us pay attention to. For one is he talks about par. So what's a dollar really worth? So if you go back to what a dollar was worth or could buy back when the country was founded, he says it's actually about $205 now to buy what a dollar used to buy. So if you do a gallon of gas back then, and of course I'm kidding. I'm looking at Chris trying to go for some irony. Right, nobody had gas back in 1789 when the country was founded. By the way, that's when it was founded, when George Washington took his oath. Let's see here. But then also, we just talked about what the worldwide debt is. And I wanted to spell that out a little bit more, which is why I came back to it. The worldwide debt is somewhere in the neighborhood of $800 trillion. And that's almost mind-blowing that all the bankers keep saying, sure, yeah, this will work, when the GDP is about of the world is only about $60 trillion. So let's cut a couple zeros off. How would you personally pay off an $800,000 debt on $60,000 of income? You know, it probably takes minimum, even if you're used to living on, if you make $60,000, you probably spend $70,000, right? That's why there's a debt at all. So maybe you could cut way back and live on $50,000. How do you pay off $800,000 as an individual, or $800 trillion into the global, you know, the global economy, with 60,000 or 60 trillion, it doesn't work. You know, you're maybe covering the interest. And anyway,
without interest, it would take 80 years.
There you go. And if nobody's pushing it, people don't have the responsibility, generally, it seems, to actually go and live responsibly. So, frankly, I think that we might have just answered one of the questions. You know, I always worry about the pattern. What does the pattern tell me? But most people look at, well, what's going to happen to trigger that? Well, maybe the world runs out of money. Who knows? Doc and I, you know, talk about socialism. Well, mainly it was his idea, but he says coming along with all this is a redistribution of wealth. Certainly that's a big favorite of people who are in charge, because, you know, they want everybody else to live on less and not them. But he says one of the key tenets of socialism is that there is no personal probability, there's no personal property. So everything's shared. Well, you know, Chris, what does that do to people's motivation?
Totally obliterates it. Why should I work for anything if I can't take something home at the end of the day?
I think most people, you know, certainly there's people with character who say, well, it just needs to happen, or I value the way I feel with work.
There is a small segment of the population that are truly altruistic, that will work for the benefit of others. You look at any nonprofit or organization, for example, and those people that aren't there by court order
good point.
Are doing a service to...
You're referring to that young man that I mentor?
Huh?
Are you referring to the young man I mentor who has court-ordered community service?
No, not that one. But
because yeah. He's a perfect example of somebody who doesn't want to work. He got out of school, was using drugs, selling drugs, and that's... You know, people tend to take the easy way, right? You know, that's just the human nature. So you take away the profit motive, I think most people aren't altruistic enough to just go do what maybe is noble instead of easy.
I think they just don't know any better.
So a lot of it would be the way they're raised.
I don't think greed or selfishness is an inherent trait that's taught out by building character. I think it's a learned character trait.
Well, this guy, you know, this kid has seen his parents. I know his parents, and they're a bunch of hard workers. So he that was the model for him. You know, I've been telling him, look, you got to go get a job just to have something to do all day. You can't sit around and play Xbox. I mean, sure, it might be fun for an hour, but, not as a lifestyle.
Did they work hard to create a better life for him, or did they teach him to work hard?
I think both. I think...
Because I actually see that a lot.
Yeah, I know what you mean, where they just give them everything, but...
Yeah, because they had such a hard life when they were kids. They don't want their kids to go through that. But the irony of that is that that struggle that they went through created and forged their character to be the people that they are. And you go ahead and you deny your children.
Yeah,
that,
I don't know if I can
struggle.
Answer that whole question, but certainly he was required to work. But there, you know, he's also somewhat pampered. You know, condo up in the mountains, and you know, months of skiing and snowboarding and all that. But anyway, he finally did get a job, and has commented on the input that he's getting from management, and he feels really good because his little department working at a kitchen is, you know, maybe he's just being told this, but he's told that it's the best it's been since the restaurant opened. Well, I can see the way he lights up, and I think work is good for people. So
I agree.
And also, you and I are both fans of freedom, and I think probably most of the people listening here would, you know, are and would say they are. But
freedom isn't free.
With socialism, there's a central governing authority. So, the vast majority of things are micromanaged. So,
yeah, but people are being taken care of, and they don't have anything to worry about, and their house is owned by the state. And
yeah, it's a trade-off.
Isn't that a wonderful, utopian concept?
Yeah, they got their, my stereotype of that is people are happy if they've got their smartphone and like a key fob that makes their you know, the alarm do something on their car.
Right.
And they seem to be happy. Well, we kind of diverted there, but socialism, I think, maybe is the default position of people's mindset. Many people are timid. They're afraid to take the risk and would rather have less freedom if it means less fear. Does that seem fair?
I suppose.
Come on there. I know. I can tell from that answer there's a lot under that. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's why you say the squeaky wheel gets the grease, so to speak. I think that's the default position or mindset, but I think it's just a sign of the times. This country and many parts of the world have gotten fat. If you were to turn the clock back 150 years ago, it certainly would not be true in this country or in Europe.
Okay.
Because we were struggling.
Well, we talk primarily about, Chris and I are actually both pretty passionate about politics, but, you know, we mainly, talk about investing here. So I want to kind of get back to that. I read a profile of a book called One Nation Indivisible. And there was an interesting narrative in there about a man that drove from Key West to Alaska, and he interviewed Americans all along the way, including this guy named Philemon Sanchez. And Philemon is a classic American, bootstrap story where, you know, he got fired from his job, or I think he actually got injured, but he knew how to bake Spanish breads. So he went door to door, selling breads and pastries that he sold, and he literally only made $40 a day. Well, that's what he started at, but a lot of people build from there, and it's like this kid in the kitchen. He's super smart. He'll never stay there. You know, he could be running the place in a couple of years with his experience and intelligence. And it's the same thing for Philemon. He ended up selling more and more, ended up buying a retail store, and then expanded that to a full-fledged restaurant. And, you know, it seems like that's the classic steps to prosperity in America. You start with what you can, and you learn, and you grow, and you find out what doesn't work, and then you improve on that. Well, we kind of have a similar success pattern, a formula on this show. If people learn to spot the turn, so I start people just on a little bit of an exercise in order to learn to spot the turns. We do teaching. They get a newsletter that continues the teaching. I coach them, send them a newsletter telling them where I think the turns are. And then they start by trading stocks or ETFs, something that maybe is leveraged and moves a little bit faster than the average thing out there. But what happens is they start gaining money. There's opportunities where you can make 40% in a couple weeks. And if we nail those right, $1,000 can come up with $400 profit. And you do that a couple times, and sooner or later we can play with somebody else's money. So then when they have capital to play with, then, and they know how to trade and they know how to find the turns, we can go in with a little bit more leverage and maybe risk $400 on some options. And that's what I did on Tuesday, from Monday to Tuesday. Literally made 63% by identifying a turn, getting in with leverage, got out 23 and a half hours later with a 63% profit. So folks, stick around. We're going to have some more good information here in the fourth segment.
Run a good business, but need more customers. Your website with video is 50 times more likely to appear on the first page when Googled. Little Raven Pictures creates video for Discovery, PBS, and local businesses. See their work at littleravenpictures.com. Then call 303-618-0096. For a short time only, Little Raven Pictures is offering a custom web video for $1,700. A 20-year history of professional work and happy clients makes them the right fit for your business. littleravenpictures.com. 303-618-0096.
Michael Jordan says, get the fundamentals down and the level of everything you do will rise. Colorado Financial Education helps you learn more effective ways to think about your money, with the typical client saving at least $3,500 per year. We help people gain control of their money and get out of debt using the debt avalanche. We even have a money-back guarantee. Call us 303-548-9953. 303-548-9953.
As a certified master coach, Wayne L. Anderson's goal is to help you uncover your true business and professional potential. His objective is to help you lead a professional life worth celebrating. Wayne's primary focus is to assist you in making radical improvements in your career as a leader and or professional. He'll provide you with support and guidance as both your leadership and business coach, and will assist you in removing the obstacles that stand in the way of you achieving your goals. Whether you want coaching to help you achieve a specific outcome or wish to enhance all areas of your professional life, Wayne L. Anderson can help you get there faster. For more information on his services or to schedule a consultation, contact him today at 720-472-9291. That's 720-472-9291. Or visit www.coachwayneanderson.com to learn more. You've heard the testimonials on this show, ordinary people making 10 times what mutual funds make. In his 72-page ebook, Eric Gemelli, the market forecaster who predicted the market crash of September 11th, in his syndicated newspaper column, teaches you the philosophy and techniques of professional floor traders. Follow the link on marketforecaster.com. That's market4caster.com.
Les Madsen is the president of Premier Financial Services Group and has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry. Les' focus has been in retirement planning, helping businesses establish retirement programs such as 401ks and simple IRAs. In working with individuals, Les's focus is not only with wealth accumulation, but distribution planning and Social Security integration. Les can be reached at 303-843-6211, 303-843-6211.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Investing in You. This is the fourth segment, and we generally like to talk about wisdom here, just because if you can learn how to make money like I did and didn't have enough sense to keep it like I did, then, you know, what have you really benefited yourself? So wisdom seems to be the secret. And as I said last week talking to the rabbi, you know, I've literally been on a 30-year chase for that. I kind of thought of a funny story this morning, but actually, it's funny. I don't have the normal set of filters. I wasn't born with the normal set of filters that the rest of you have. And every once in a while, I had somebody comment, one of my good friends who knows me really well. He said he's been a little shocked. You know, I think he's listening to see how bad things get, you know. But anyway, so we like to talk about wisdom here. And one thing before I forget, I promised to announce the winner of this week's giveaway. It's a $50 gift card to Fate Brewing Company in Boulder. And Shalom Keith is the winner. So Shalom will be sending you information via email and telling you about that. So congratulations to you, Shalom. So in the fourth segment, we talk about wisdom. And there's seven pillars or seven basic fundamentals to wisdom. The first one is awesome respect for the truth. The second was being humble enough to listen or to cooperate with the truth. So those two kind of come hand in hand. And I keep trying to think of different ways to help people understand that. So think about that person who is sitting in the left lane of a six-lane highway. So you got three lanes of traffic going at high speeds, both directions. And isn't it inevitable that there's somebody sitting in the left lane going 5 miles less than the posted speed limit? Well, where are they supposed to be, right? There is a supposed to be. There is a established truth in terms of cooperating with each other on the roads. And things go wrong, accidents happen when people aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're blowing through a red light. That's the person who's not cooperating with truth. The person sitting in that left lane, if, you know, next time you see somebody sitting left lane, that's you when you're not having respect for truth and cooperating with it. Chris and I like to discuss things. So that was the first two, awesome respect for truth, humble enough to listen. And then the third one is knowledge. And Chris and I were talking about just life. You know, life seems to break up into three categories: health, wealth, and relationships. What in life, and maybe this is a question for you, Chris, is there anything you can think of in life that wouldn't be better with more with the right amount of knowledge? I think of health. Think of the health challenges people face. Well, the C word always scares people, cancer. It's knowledge that's helping people recover or overcome their cancer illnesses. Well, with more knowledge, with the appropriate amount of knowledge, that would be, you know, we'd have that licked, right?
And the appropriate amount of applied knowledge. I can't remember the exact quote, but one of my favorite quotes is...
Wait, if you're going to quote my favorite fortune cookie, is that what you're about to do?
Your favorite fortune cookie?
Yeah.
You mean the one that says, "Help, I'm trapped in a Chinese cookie factory"?
That was my second favorite. My first favorite is, "Knowing and not doing is the same as not knowing."
That wasn't it, but that was close.
Okay.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
You totally threw me off track. I forget now.
I thought you were going to take credit for my fortune cookie.
Nope.
I carry that one around, I think. Anyway, I do like it, but and you can see the point. That's your point. You've got to apply the knowledge. But obviously, if people have the cure for cancer, and they know it is, they would go do it.
If there was money in it.
I know. Well, if you're the sick person, if you're the sick person, you're going to apply it.
If you've got enough money.
And you believe it, because I know a chiropractor down in Georgia who says he can cure most cancers. Patient has to take action, right?
Right.
So what about wealth? That's one of the things that we talk primarily about on the show. Well, this fits in perfect. I didn't anticipate that, but, you know, I can show people how to anticipate the turns, what to buy, when to buy it, but they got to believe it. You and I both go to networking groups, and people sit there, you know, politely, hands folded, or actually most of the time checking messages on their phones. But I think that sometimes they just don't believe that it's, you know, doable. And some of these people I've known for 5 years.
Well, we had talked about that several shows ago about how the belief system is such that for most of the people, the rank and file, I guess, is that that's not possible. I mean, why would the financial advising industry be so successful when people are getting, if they're lucky, 10 to 15% per year, which barely even covers inflation?
So that goes back to the second one.
They don't believe it.
Well, last year it didn't even cover inflation. Last year inflation was 11%.
Right.
So if you made 10%, congratulations, you only lost 1%. But they have to listen to the truth, and that's why I always say humble enough to listen to the truth, because I think both of you and I really make a big effort at being objective. Some things we can dismiss out of hand as crazy, fallacious, but other things, you know, we'll stop and consider and let people make their point. And, you know, sometimes due to time or something, you can't listen to everything. But what about relationships? So bottom line, people should listen to other ideas, see if people give them a chance to prove their point. But health, wealth, and relationships are the three basic. Did you want to tag on that?
I was just going to say that goes back to the first pillar of having respect for the truth. It's
right.
Someone else's truth.
And very often people can't absorb what's true because it violates their paradigm.
Right, or their pride.
So we could go back to a political discussion, but maybe we should avoid that.
Yeah.
because people do, any of you who are on Facebook have seen this. Instead of arguing what's true, people go really, you know, stake out their territory, and they present ideas that just defend their position instead of listening with an open mind and, you know, going on to learn something. You know, I'll quote my mentor has an IQ higher than genius. I'll quote him, and people argue with me. People with, you know, essentially no real substantive opinion, but somehow they want to blare out. I don't get it. But what about relationships? So health, wealth, and relationships are the basic three areas of life.
Mm-hmm. So how does knowledge apply to relationships?
Yeah. I would say EQ. Mm-hmm. So the smarter you get with emotional quotient is what EQ stands for. Mm-hmm. You know, just being paying attention to people's body language, for example.
Right.
So I had a friend who was a PhD in psychology. He thought I paid attention pretty well because just noticing whether, you know, if he checks his clock, it's like his watch. This is back when people wore watches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like, oh, do you have to be somewhere? You know, instead of sticking to my agenda, then paying attention that, hey, somebody else might have something else going on. Chris, let's see. So where, how do you see knowledge fitting into this?
Where are we now? Health, wealth, or relationships? Or trading?
Well, you made the comment last night, it all starts with knowledge. Is that what you think?
I did say that. But then you can even go further and say it all starts from an interest in gaining knowledge.
Which goes back to the second pillar of humility.
And also back to the first pillar of respect for the truth. It's interesting how those pillars build upon each other, isn't it?
It's really fascinating. So I've taught this class several times, and already know the end game is they all feed on themselves. Mm-hmm. It is fascinating. So, you know, it might take us a couple months to get through it at the rate we're going, but people should stick around for it because a year later I've had people email me saying, oh, I just used that. You know, how often do you go back, you know, for a year and, you know, and find it valuable still? Well, so the knowledge, you know, primarily I like talking about how the knowledge that I have that Doc taught me applies to investing. As you heard, I literally made 63% applying that knowledge. And I'm going to offer that knowledge to you guys, a piece of it. I can't even convey it in 90 minutes, but on July 25th, you're going to have a chance. And as you heard, Doc says the market's going to crash. So if you don't know how to anticipate that stuff, you're going to pay either way. If you've got money in the market, if you own a home, it's possible to lose it. Most people are going to have some sort of financial setback as a result of that. So people are going to have a cost. So my suggestion is spend the $99, come hear the seminar, you'll learn the basics, and I think it'll blow you away. And then next week, I think you're going to want to tune in. We're going to run out of time here, but I'm going to connect three ideas, investing, hair, and my father's passing. Next week is the two-year anniversary of my father's passing, so we'll tie that in. So, folks, it's been fun.
Investing in You with your hosts, Eric Jamelli and Christopher Smith. Investing in You is a show dedicated to educating and informing the investing public. The ideas and opinions stated on the show are for informational purposes only. Investing in You, Eric Jamelli and Christopher Smith are not investment advisors or broker-dealers. We cannot and do not give investment advice. The stock market carries risk. You could lose some or all of your investment. We suggest you contact your personal investment representative or call Les Madsen to discuss suitability for your individual investment. Contact information for Les and all of our show sponsors is on market4caster.com. Thanks for listening.